Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get to this story, because this made me feel so good today.
Yeah?
Because I really don't know a whole lot about Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I know he was a member of New Kids on the Block. I know he's in a TV show called Blue Bloods.
And the Wahlburgers, that reality show.
The Wahlburgers.
Never heard of it.
And they have a burger joint called Wahlburgers. They have a chain. Mm-hmm. I know there's one in Orlando.
Started in Boston, because that's where they're from.
Of course. And I've heard it's really good. Like, I hear it's not just a name. It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll open a chain here, and we could...
That'd be great.
We'll give it a try, skis. If not, next time I'm out in O-Town, maybe I'll try, go by there and try some Wahlburger. Actually, I will now because of this story.
Yes.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Donnie Wahlberg was at a Waffle House, and we were looking at it online earlier while we were in the production room. And he did a Facebook Live video for probably 11 or 12 minutes. And I was hesitant to talk about this because I thought maybe he did some self-glossing within this Facebook Live video, but he didn't.
No.
What he did was long after, several minutes after the video came out. But he's at a Waffle House, which, number one, I like it when super rich people go to Waffle House and places like that.
Just thinking that, yep.
Because it's like a guy next door, a girl next door type of thing to do. Because you, Anna, being a vegetarian, probably aren't going to be able to appreciate everything the Waffle House has to offer besides waffles.
Yeah, they have eggs and stuff.
Yes.
But I've never really... I think I've been to one once.
I've never trashed Waffle House because you know what you're getting. It's a greasy spoon. You're going there after you've had some beverages. You're there with friends. You're getting really good breakfast food. Like, it's nobody's winning a Michelin star.
24 hours.
Yeah, nobody's going to be on Top Chef because they were an executive chef at Waffle House. We all know this, right? Nobody's winning any awards. But you know what you get. You get cheap, really decent breakfast food.
Yeah.
And, you get to hang around just, scumbags like yourself that, just close the bar down usually. The weird thing is when you go to Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and there's people in there eating, you're like, all right.
You got issues.
What are you doing? That's like Denny's. Denny's is an after bar place. If you go to Denny's at 6 o'clock for dinner with your family, you're just not doing it right. You're just not living where you're supposed to. There should be police officers in the booth next to you every time you're at Denny's because they're trying to see if there's people drinking and driving while they're having their Grand Slam breakfast. Well, Donnie Wahlberg, in with his posse in this Charlotte, North Carolina Waffle House, and this went viral because he had an $82 check. His bill was $82.60, which you could pretty much buy the whole menu at Waffle House for that much.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a huge bill for Waffle House.
So he was picking up the tab for everybody at that Waffle House, most likely.
All four of them?
No, it looks like a packed place. When I saw the Facebook Live video, it was late at night, and the place was packed. And, of course, everybody was starstruck because you got one of the new kids on the block. He's in there. He's a huge celebrity.
TV star. He was in all the Saw movies.
I wouldn't have recognized him. But
well, you're 30.
That's true. I'm super young, so.
You're a baby.
Baby.
Yes, I remember New Kids on the Block when I was in high school. They were huge, Carolyn. Well, he left a pretty good tip. Now, you've worked in hospitality.
I have.
Ryan and I currently work in hospitality in our other jobs. Ryan already knows this story. $82.60. What do you think a good tip would be for $82.60? And by the way, if you have a crazy tip story and you're out there working right now, we got guys like Keith, pizza people. We got waitresses. We got a lot of people in hospitality that listen to the Johnny B Show. B-holes know all about it. We'd love to hear your story. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. 82 bucks. What's a huge tip for that, Anna Hummel?
82 bucks.
Oh, 100%.
That'd be good.
I've done that kind of thing before.
I would like more.
That's awesome.
Okay, but like seriously, like
that would make somebody's night.
Like a good tip, I would I would say $15, and I'd be like, oh, okay.
$15 is awesome.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I would not expect that.
$15 is about 22%, if I'm doing the math right in my head right off the top. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And that's kind of where I'm at. If I have an $80 tab at a breakfast joint, I'm probably going to leave 20, just make it an even 100. You know what I mean? That's where I come from, because I believe in karma, and I think it's all going to come back to you if you work in the same industry. And it really depends how I'm doing that week. If I got my knot pretty thick that week, it may be more if they're really, really good, you know. But when somebody's a horrible waitress or a waiter, 15% to me is like punishing them.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, that'll teach them. That'll teach them to give me bad service.
You got to really F up my service for me to tip you less than 20%.
Yeah.
Like, you really got to be bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to try to be bad at
yes,
your job.
Exactly.
Just to be miserable.
It's hard for me to tip.
What?
It's hard.
What?
Why?
Because
you're poor?
It's because it's not required. And I
Seriously?
Feel like, yeah, I mean, I
oh,
will
boy.
Be, I will, if it's excellent service, I will tip
like
good
what?
Yeah,
I will tip good, but if it's anything less, I mean, I'll just kind of like scrape by.
I'm afraid,
I'm not
to
like
ask,
a D-bag, but
I'm afraid to ask what your definition of a good tip is. So on an $82 tip, what would you have left?
She said 15.
Oh,
that's
you good.
No, 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 I said that's good. I
yeah.
didn't say that's what I would leave.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Make no mistake.
Let's say the waitress was the best Waffle House waitress you've ever had. Like, unbelievable. Like, it looks like she positioned every pecan in your pecan waffle by hand to make sure it was symmetrical to every bite. You got the perfect amount of maple syrup and
yeah.
pecan in your waffle, and her demeanor couldn't have been kinder and sweeter.
Yeah,
and she just made you feel proud to be alive.
To be at Waffle House.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you leave her?
I'll leave her $15, maybe 13 and a half.
That's
13,
still good.
15.
That's
yeah.
still good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna walk out and
yeah.
leave five, but. It would be hard for it would be uncomfortable if I left more than 10 for me.
Well, Donnie Wahlberg, and the receipt was posted on social media at the Waffle House, and this is legit. This isn't fake news because I checked, because a lot of times you'll see people making up stuff. $82.60. He left a total of $2,082.60. He tipped the waitress $2,000.
Yeah, but he has that kind of money to blow.
But you know what?
He didn't have to leave it. I understand.
I know a lot of people with that kind of money to blow that would not do that.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't do this every time.
How do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you would hear about it more often.
Well, he probably doesn't leave $2,000, but he probably leaves a lot.
And who posted this? Did he post it, or
yeah.
did
no,
the waitress?
The daughter or the daughter of the waitress posted.
He took a selfie with like the entire wait
yep.
staff at Waffle House.
Yeah.
And then the picture of the check was posted next to the selfie picture.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
the
yeah.
person who the tip was given to.
The kid of the person.
Okay. So
were
it
like,
wasn't him being like, look
no,
what I did.
No, I would not be talking about it if it was
All
a self
right. Well,
moment.
Well, I just want to make sure we got the story straight.
We have a local athlete, and I don't know if this, I can't really verify, but I had a friend of mine that was a bartender in Ybor City in the 90s and early 2000s, and he said a Tampa Bay Buccaneer went in there and had like a party, a get together, and it was several $1,000 was the tab, and they were kind of scared because they weren't tipping as they go as the tab was being built throughout the night. Major club in Ybor City. And he said at the end of the night, $5,000 tip.
Whew.
To three bartenders.
I'm taking the month off.
Yeah. Now, this is what I was told, and I don't know, you know, I can't verify if they were, you know, using a little hyperbole when it came to the story,
yeah.
but he said it was Mike Allstott. And I've met Mike Allstott a few times, and I wouldn't put it past him. The guy's a sweetheart.
He's a fantastic
good guy. Really
yeah.
good guy. When I heard that story, I was like, wow. And I don't want to put that, I don't know if Mike Allstott wants me telling the story, but that was, I was told that 20-something years ago, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. The A-train is also the pay train. The
yeah.
The guy's awesome. We'll go to the phone lines real fast. Scott, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
What's up, JB? What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Hey, Anna.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah. Like yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is hot, dude.
Let me tell you right now, JB, let me tell you that every time you do the sexy version of your commercials.
Hell yeah.
You killed Marvin Gaye for me.
Like, whoa.
Every time I hear that.
Come on,
that track,
baby.
I hear you.
Oh, don't be like that,
I
man.
I hear you.
Oh, come on, man. You can't be dissing on Johnny B, smooth ass Johnny B with the Marvin Gaye in the
ever.
Background.
Ever.
No, no, no. You a big-ass Marvin Gaye fan, or you just fronting, bruh?
Come on, man. I'm your age.
Ooh, you old as hell?
Yes, I'm Sade. I am Keith Sweat.
Ooh, Keith Sweat.
Ooh. Can I give you one more?
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
Who's the guy that's Keith Washington?
Ooh, hold on, you white and you know Ooh. Keith Washington?
Get at me.
Damn, son, you know Troop?
I know, you want to leave him alone?
Yeah, I should leave.
You listen to Guy?
How deep do you want to go?
Whoa, easy, Bill.
It's not that kind of shoe.
Right.
Get me all weird, tingly inside and everything.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, don't hit me.
Oh, no, she ain't going to hit you, man. She a sweet little flower.
I'm a flower.
Hell yeah. Look at her. All flowered up over there. Yeah. Sometimes she walk in, I'm like, let me tear off one of them petals, little flower. And she's like, no, ooh, it hurts.
Let me make a wish. Nope.
Yo, Scott.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, baby.
No doubt, man. Good luck. Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell you, I've been in the restaurant industry for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I'm
get back
so
on.
Sorry,
let's
buddy.
Get back on topic, my B.
My goodness.
On topic, please.
Word.
Look, my father always said 20% is 20% of what you're selling.
Okay.
So if you're gonna sell $1,000,
yeah.
You need to make three.
Okay, then.
You need to make three.
What's your point, man?
So,
that math doesn't.
These people that are making these people that are coming in making.
Hold on, white boy. What you mean, these people?
These people? No, the people that are making $30 million a year.
Oh, okay, them people
need to be tipping thousands of dollars. Come on,
true. That ain't true, man. You just can't be going around slanging around money like that. Every Waffle House employee be dicking on crack and everything. They had all that kind of freelance money.
What are you trying to say about Waffle House employees?
I'm just saying sometimes maybe somebody, you know, they make bad decisions in their life and then you get too much money and they start smoking up the crack.
Well-educated, upstanding citizens.
Shut up, man.
JB, good luck on the good time on the late night. I love you, man.
Thanks, man. I don't like to consider this late night.
Thanks, buddy.
I like to consider this prime time on the West Coast. Hell yeah. Ooh.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.